It's the Mainly Plants Podcast. I am Ryan, your certified plant-based nutritionist. At Mainly Plants on Instagram, mainlyplants.com, Ryan at mainlyplants.com if you want to send me an email. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry I didn't get one out last week. I have news about why. But first, pause for pizza. A day of charity down at Il Bosco in downtown Phoenix. They have two locations. There's one in Scottsdale as well. They are opening a third. However, this one is at the downtown Phoenix location, 5th and Roosevelt, from 12 to 5. It's going to be fun. I'm very excited. We got our takeaways in, so we're going to be giving out stuff. We got some really, really amazing raffle prizes coming. Sponsored by Vet Haven, powered by PetSmart Vet Services. Want to make sure I get that in. The pizza's amazing. We're having a cocktail face-off. We went down there. Me and the co-creator, co-producer went down there on Friday and met with a mixologist and formulated our drinks. I'm psyched about it. All proceeds go to charity. If you're in town, please come out. Say hi. I would love to see you. Okay. This week's going to be a little different. It's going to be different for you. It's going to be different for me. We'll see how it goes. But the reason that I didn't get a podcast up last week is because I was preoccupied because I got a puppy. I found my dog. Local rescue. She is a six-month-old schnauzer mix. I'm thinking schnauzer and border terrier. She's nosing around my office right now. She's very chill. She's a great dog. We're working on potty training. She, you know, has accidents here and there, but she's really good about going outside. Loves car rides. What else? Long walks on the beach, right? And so if you hear some whining, she's kind of had a rough start to her life. She was pulled from a shelter in Mexico, and then kind of shuffled around from rescue down there to the rescue up here. And so I think she's not used to being in one place for too long, getting a lot of love from the same person. So she's night and day different than she was when I got her last Monday. She's really come out of her shell. She sleeps through the night great. She sleeps next to me in bed. But she does whine a little bit here and there. I think it's just a remnants of her previous days. So I'm very excited about it. But what I want to talk to you about was after I got her, I got like this weird anxiety, right? So when I got Dexter, I was like 24, 25 years old, and I handled it fine. But for some reason, after I got her, I'm like, what, you know, holy shit, what did I do? Can I handle this? And I kind of had to just say to myself, look, you know, I have been able to be selfish for the past 2 years. I haven't had, you know, socially, I haven't really had any responsibilities. I've been more or less single. You know, I've dated. I haven't had a dog. I've had no reason that I have to be home after a few hours. Where's she going? After a few hours. So it's a big change in lifestyle, you know, just having me adapted to that for the past 2 years. So, you know, I think it was a little bit of sticker shock, right? And that's kind of passed. But the other thing that hit me was I got this like intense guilt. And I had been dealing with that feeling since I started looking for a dog, really. And the guilt stems from having Dexter, right? So Dexter was the best dog. If you met him, I mean, you loved him. There was nothing to not love about Dexter. He was happy. He was friendly. He got along with, you know, other animals, whatever the animal was. Butterflies would land on him. I've seen it. And he just kind of looked at them. Loved old people, loved kids. And it was a great like 13, 14 years with him. And I felt guilty, I guess, moving on, moving forward. You know, he will always be with me. He will, you know, when he left, he took a piece of my heart with him. You know, my heart will never be completely full. There's always going to be a scar there, a chunk taken out. And I think that's what happens when you lose someone or something that you love. You know, it happens with family members and it happened with Dexter. And, you know, it's strange because I usually I'm very good about kind of seeing big picture things. And I'm usually very good about, you know, really looking at things from a bird's eye perspective. But this was hard for me. And it was in that kind of comp, the fact that I was not used to it, the fact that I couldn't really wrap my head around why I was feeling this way, or I should say that I couldn't wrap my head around, like, not feeling that guilt, really kind of compounded the entire issue for me. And I got extremely sad, right? I have this new puppy. I was super happy. It's very exciting. If there's one thing I love in this world, it's dogs. But there was this piece of me that just felt bad. I felt guilty. I felt like I was, you know, moving on when I shouldn't. And I know that I should. And I know that it's normal. And I know that it's natural. I took 2 years to kind of come to terms with it. You know, some people get another dog right away. Some people get another dog when they see their current dog is ailing. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just how you cope and how you handle things. For me, you know, I had never had my own dog before. We had a family dog growing up. God love her. Pepper was great. The Rhodesian Ridgeback. But Dexter was all mine. And every up and down that I went through in life, having him, he was obviously always there for. And there was that unconditional love. So when he, you know, when he passed away, it ripped me apart. It was a very difficult time in my life. Not to mention there was a slew of other bad things that had happened kind of in succession and happened after that. And it was kind of a dark time for me. Definitely added to my need for microdosing the mushrooms, but I digress. You know, I knew that I had to move on. And like around last November, I've kind of started to feel ready. You know, I go and volunteer twice a week generally. It's going to be a little bit before I volunteer again because I got to get the puppy settled. But I go twice a week. And initially, it was like I play with the dogs, and I leave. No problem. But increasingly, around November, it got to the point where I was like, oh, I kind of like want one of these now again. And again, I'm like, I was struggling with that guilt. I don't know how to explain it. You know, I can sit here and say that I felt guilty, but I, you know, maybe some of you can empathize with that kind of weird feeling of like, how can I just move on? You know, how I felt like I was doing him, like I was slighting Dexter, and you know, he was so happy and he loved everybody and he loved me and I loved him. And I know that, you know, if he could speak and he was here, he would say like, absolutely, like, let's get all the dogs. This is kind of the kind of soul that he had. He had that kind of energy. So I don't feel like he, you know, would be upset. It's just this weird inner turmoil that I don't know how to. And let me say, I feel much better than I did last week about it. There were like 2-3 days where I was really kind of struggling and felt kind of depressed. And I've never felt kind of this, all these different emotions, these conflicting emotions at one time before in my life, I don't think. You know, I like I said, I had this new puppy. She's so cute. She looks like a really miniature, a 15-pound Irish wolfhound. And she's so well temperamented. Right now, she's sleeping underneath my desk. And I was so happy. And I am so happy. And that happiness was constant. But at the same time, I'm feeling like depressed and anxious and conflicted. And it's really a weird experience to feel all those emotions at the same time when generally you can't feel depressed when you're happy. It was very strange and it was exhausting. I didn't have much energy last week, not just because the puppy. I mean, the puppy, her name's Eleanor. I should just stop saying puppy. Eleanor or Ellie or Lenore or whatever you want to call her. She's, like I said, she sleeps in bed. We usually go to sleep around 11, 12. She sleeps till like 6:37. Today I think she slept like 7:20, which was fantastic. But you know, I got like 7 hours of sleep with her, which is great. So I'm not like exhausted from her. I was just exhausted from this gambit of emotions that I was being put through, that I put myself through, to be perfectly frank. And I didn't know that I'd feel that way. I had never gone through this process before. I'd never lost my own dog and then decided to get a new one. I don't know if this is common. I don't know if other people who have experienced this, you know, the loss of a pet and then getting a new one, can relate to me feeling that guilt of, you know, moving on. And it happens. I'm sure it happens in humans too. You know, I'm not married. I'm not even close to being married. You need a girlfriend to be close, but regardless, I'm sure it's kind of relatable to somebody who has lost a spouse and then decides to date again. I don't know if it's happened to you. Please chime in and let me know if you know what I'm talking about, or if you've lost a pet, please chime in and let me know that you know what I'm talking about, because, I don't know. It's very strange. And the weirdest thing about it all is that little Eleanor, when Dexter was a puppy, Dexter was 120 pounds. So when he was, you know, when he was 3 months old, he was, you know, 15 pounds. He was Eleanor's size. And when he was, you know, a puppy, he used to sleep on his back on the couch. That's how he always slept, on his back, on the couch, paws in the air. And then Dexter had, it was his left ear had like a little crick in it. So kind of like one ear sticks straight up and the other one kind of like bent over a little bit. If you saw a picture of him, you know what I'm talking about. So that was his left ear. Eleanor likes to sleep on her back on the couch, and she has a slight crick in her opposite ear from Dexter. So I don't know. Maybe I'm reading into it too much. Maybe I'm hoping there's a piece of his soul inside of her. Maybe he's around. It gives me some comfort to think that way. So I'm going to continue thinking that way. But I'm very excited. All this to say that I'm very excited. I feel great. And, you know, gosh, I don't know how to say this. For the past 2 years, like I said, I've had no responsibility socially. Or generally, you know, for the most part. Obviously, you know, family stuff. But in my private life in Arizona, not a whole lot of responsibility socially. So, you know, if I wanted to go out on... I'm not a big drinker, right? I have a couple drinks, 2-3 drinks spread out just to, like, kind of mingle and have something in my hand. But, you know, maybe once a week. But if I wanted to go out, you know, on a Sunday and hang out for 6 hours at a brunch spot with a friend and just drink some mimosas and, you know, I could do that. And every single time I did that, the next day I got terrible anxiety. If you don't know what anxiety is, it's a hangover, but it's you have like an anxiety hangover. So the alcohol like spurs on your anxiety. I'd have anxiety. I'd feel gross. I'd feel kind of upset with myself, feel depressed. And I think to myself, like, why do I do this? I don't, you know, it's nice to be social and it's fun while it's fun, but like it ruins your next day or at least half of your next day. And, you know, having this responsibility again, I think is going to ground me even more. You know, look, nobody's perfect. I have my faults. And when I had Dexter, you know, first of all, he was epileptic. I had to be home, you know, at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. to give him his medication with his food. I had to always be on top of getting his medication. A lot of the time it was backordered. When he was towards the end of his life, he became, you know, very limited mobility and incontinent. So I was constantly cleaning up and helping him around, and I was up all night. And that was kind of my sense of purpose. And even if I'm dating somebody, I still feel like I like to take care of, first of all, that person, but also another thing. And I feel like Eleanor kind of gives me that back. I feel like I have a bit of a sense of purpose or a bit of a sense of that purpose again. And that's very important to me. I got the stuff out of my system the past 2 years. I did a bunch of traveling last year. Not to say I'm not going to keep traveling. I'm going to LA in May for 3 nights to go see Pearl Jam with my brother. So I'm going to keep doing stuff, but I'm going to be more responsible kind of with my everyday life socially, which feels good. I went on a date a few nights ago, and I told her, I was like, look, straight up, I got a new puppy. She's still learning her crate training. Can only really keep it to 2 hours. She was super receptive of that. She was like, I totally understand. I still feel guilty leaving my dog. It was not a problem. So I was back. I was back in like two and a half hours. All that to say, I got a new puppy. I got a new puppy, and I'm very happy. So it's a little shorter podcast this week. I apologize again for not having it up last week. My hands were a little full. Next week, the podcast, provided nobody cancels, should be really cool. Having a couple people on from a different mushroom company to talk about mushrooms some more. If you heard the Jeff Chilton episode, I thought it was fantastic. I listened to it back. I never listened to my episodes back. And I listened to that one back, and I learned a lot more. When you're talking on a podcast, you kind of miss a lot. You don't remember a lot. So going back and listening to it was fantastic. And it's going to be nice to get more perspectives from people in that industry about mushrooms, because I'm so fascinated with them. I've been taking the 5 Defenders mushroom from Real Mushrooms. I've been taking Cordyceps. I've been taking Lion's Mane. And there was one other one that I'm taking from them as well. And I feel great. So tune in next week. I'll have those special guests on. It should be really interesting. I'm looking forward to it. If you come out to Pause for Pizza, you will see Eleanor. So that should be a big draw. Come see Eleanor. Come see me. And until next week, go eat a salad.